Chapter 58. Malone raked the flashlight's beam across the inside of the church, searching for more clues. They'd offloaded the equipment Cassiopeia had brought and hauled it into the abbey. Stephanie and Cassiopeia were outside, fashioning a camp. Henrik had volunteered to locate firewood. He and Mark had come back inside to see if there was anything they'd missed. Malone surveyed the darkness that surrounded him. He stepped close to the letters. Priez en venir. Scratched in the wall. Nothing else survived in here, he said. He thought again of Marie de Blanchefort's gravestone, the double-sided arrow and pray cum, pray to come. He stared at the floor and the 7-9 arrangement. Pews would have once been in here, right?
Sure, wooden, long gone.
He stared up again at the carving. Priez en venir, pray to come. Then he knelt. His gaze raked the church. Nothing was left inside save the altar. The stone top was about 3 inches thick, supported by a rectangular support fashioned from granite blocks. He counted the blocks in one horizontal row. 9. Then he counted the number vertically. 7. He shone the flashlight beam onto the lichen-infested stones. Thick, wavy lines of mortar were still there. He traced several of the paths with the light, then brought the beam up toward the underside of the granite top, and saw it. Now he knew. He smiled. Pray to come. Clever.